from the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky. Welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents an evening with 27 South, coming up on Red Barn Radio. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. The Paducah Visitors Bureau, Paducah, Kentucky, a UNESCO creative city of crafts and folk art, connects you to your creativity. Visit online at paducah.travel.
Good evening and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm associate producer and host of Red Barn Radio, Brad Becker, and I'm here to welcome you to Red Barn Radio's 511th live performance. Tonight, Red Barn Radio welcomes 27 South. 27 South is a bluegrass group formed in 1998, bringing us no, not ryegrass, no, not fescue grass, but 100% Kentucky bluegrass. Please welcome tonight's guest to the Red Barn Radio stage, 27 South.
Highway, I'm so lonesome, I have to cry. With memories of how we once loved each other, and now you are saying goodbye. On and on, I'll follow my darling, and I wonder where she could be. On and on, I'll follow my darling, and I wonder if she ever thinks of me. Can't sleep when the sun goes down, 'cause by your side is my destination. The road is clear and that's where I'm bound. On and on, I follow my darling, and I wonder where she could be. On and on, I follow my darling, and I wonder if she ever thinks of me.
Oh,
darling, I can't sleep when the sun goes down. 'Cause by your side is my destination. The road is clear and that's where I'm bound. On and on I follow my darling, and I wonder where she could be. On and on I follow my darling, and I wonder if she ever thinks of me. On and on I follow my darling, and I wonder if she ever thinks of me. And I wonder if she ever thinks of me.
Thank you, and thank you guys.
Here's Red Barn Radio's Brad Becker speaking with 27 South. Here's Brad.
Folks, if you are fans of traditional bluegrass, you are at the right place. You're listening to Red Barn Radio. I'm Brad Becker, the host of Red Barn Radio, and tonight our guest is 27 South, Greg Ives. Greg Ives is a man I've met before. You were here last time with perhaps a different config of players. Is that right, Greg?
Yes. I guess it's been 2-3 years ago, and the group at that time was called Dix River Crossing. We had an unfortunate situation take place that probably the summer after we were here, our mandolin player, Mark Lanham, died suddenly of a massive heart attack. So that changed the configuration of the group some. We didn't have a mandolin player at the time. It's kind of a long roundabout story, but I had met Ken once 30-some years ago when he played with a group here in town called Stony Creek. Ken had called me because we had Dix River Crossing. He was looking for a group to play over in Louisville for a function that they were having, part of the conference convention, whatever. We needed a mandolin player. We're down for a while, and I called Ken back. He was nice enough to call and ask us to play the job. And I said, listen, I told him what had happened. I said, you still playing? He said, yeah, I play most every day in my living room. I said, you play the group? And he said, no, I haven't played in the group in a couple of years. I said, well, would you be interested? We need a mandolin player. I know you get a lot of experience, and would you come and play? And so that's kind of how that happened.
I'd rather be in some dark holler where the sun don't ever shine than to be here alone just knowing that you're gone. It would cause me to lose my mind. So blow your whistle, freight train, take me farther on down the track. I'm going away, I'm leaving. I'm going and I ain't coming back. I'd rather be in some dark holler where the sun don't ever shine than to be in some big city in a dark room with you on my mind. So blow your whistle, freight train, take me farther on down the track. I'm going away, I'm leaving today, I'm going and I ain't coming back. Rather be in some dark holler where the sun don't ever shine than to be here alone just knowing that you're gone. It would cause me to lose my mind. So blow your whistle, freight train, take me farther on down the track. I'm going away, I'm leaving. I'm going and I ain't coming back. I'm going away, I'm leaving.
later on, our bass player, had been playing with three different bands and three different genres of music. He was getting burnt out, and it was time for him to depart, and we needed a bass player, and he actually called me and said, I know of a great bass player you should need to get a hold of right away. I've been looking all over Central Kentucky and other areas for a good bass player.
You're talking about David here?
Yeah, turns out that Dave lives a block up the street from me. Didn't have any idea that he and his wife lived
that's
up
nuts.
There. Got a hold of Dave, and the thing has kind of morphed. Eventually, our guitar player and lead singer left the group and went to sing some gospel with a family group. We needed another lead singer. Ken sings a lot of lead for us. Dave, we call him Frosty. Dave said, we need to get Donna in here because Donna, I'd heard Donna sing. I didn't realize she sang bluegrass. She's a great country singer. She's also a great bluegrass singer. We got two for the price of one, and then we changed the name, and Donna will tell you probably more about the name after a while.
Well, these Highway 40 blues, I walk holes in both my shoes. Count a day since I've been gone, and I'd love to see the lights at home. Waste the time and money too, squandering youth in search of truth. But in the end I had to lose. Lord above, I paid my dues. Got the Highway 40 blues. The highway called when I was young, told me lies of things to come. Fame and fortune lies ahead. Billboard lights it said, scattered dream of mine is none. My money's gone, stick out my thumb. My eyes are filled with bitter tears. Lord, I ain't been home in years. Got the Highway 40 blues. Lots of people I have to see, none of them can make me stay. I've played to music halls and bars, had fancy clothes and big fine cars. Things a country girl can't use, Dixieland will sure miss you. Got the Highway 40 blues.
I did want to ask you, though, Greg, before you came to the banjo, were you trained musically in any way?
As a 10-year-old, my grandmother bought our family a piano. My mother had played as a kid, and she gave up lessons, and she wished she hadn't. And so when my grandmother bought us a piano, Mom encouraged and pretty much pushed me and my brother into taking piano lessons. So I took classical piano lessons for about 3 years. And quite frankly, didn't enjoy it because I didn't have an ear or a like for classical music, and that's how they trained you, book 1 through 20. It just didn't appeal to me, that sitting practicing. It was too mechanical. There wasn't any music in me. There was nothing telling me this is a lot of fun.
Is there another way that you think that piano could be taught to make it more enjoyable?
Well, I think they do. That's been a lot of years ago. You know, that's been 40, 50 years ago. And today they've got all kinds of methods to teach kids technically and theoretically how to play the music, but they let them learn in a form of music that they enjoy.
That makes a lot of sense.
It's a lesson too late for the learning. Made of sand, made of sand. In the wink of an eye, my soul is turning. In your hands, in your hands. and the weeds have been steadily growing. Please don't go, please don't go. Are you going away with no word of farewell? Will there be not a trace left behind? I could have loved you better, I didn't mean to be unkind. You know that was the last thing on my mind. Each song on my breast dies a warning. Without you, without you. Are you going away with no word of farewell? Will there be not a trace left behind? I could have loved you better, I didn't mean to be unkind. You know that was the last thing on my mind.
Thank you all. Thank you.
Ken, Greg was saying when he contacted you to play some mandolin that you said you hadn't been playing in groups for a while. Was there something that caused you to take a break?
Well, it was my job, I would say. You know, I'm a professor of the University of Kentucky in the College of Pharmacy. I was playing with Stony Creek when I was in my residency training. And
you were how old then?
Mid-20s.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm sticking with, yeah. Mid-20s. So I played with Stony Creek for about 4 years, and that was a great experience. We played at a Holiday Inn North.
We always love to hear Holiday Inn North stories.
Yeah, it was the Red Slipper Lounge, and I went out there, and that's how I really got into bluegrass, going out and listening to J.D. Crow, and there was this guy out there, Tony Rice, and, you know, all these...
Who's that?
Tony Rice. Those guys really, really inspired me. I did piano when I was younger, but it never really took for me, and then I got messing around on the guitar, trying to play Beatles music and Stones and stuff like that. But when I got in college, I was sitting there going, I hate just chasing all these different songs that are coming up on the pop charts. And then all of a sudden I saw these great musicians and this great music, you know, and I said, I think I want to chase after that stuff. And I've been doing it ever since.
Get down, boys, go back home. Pines. Thinking of you, baby, feeling so blue, wondering why I left you behind. Get down, boys, go back home, back to the girl you love. Treat her right, never wrong, and that girls can night. We strolled down the lane, our hearts were gay and happy then. You whispered to me as I held you close, we hoped that night would never end. Get down, boys, go back home, back to the girl you love. Treat her right, never wrong, how mountain girls can
in the high cold wind on the trail of the old lonesome pine. Thinking of you, baby, feeling so blue, wondering why I left you behind.
Get out, boys, go back home, back to the girl you love. Treat her right, never wrong, how mountain girls can love. How mountain girls can love.
Fortunately, I got to play with Stony Creek for several years. Then when I left them, we were in pretty big demand, you know, so it was just a time thing, and I had to make a decision. But I never did lose passion for the mandolin, and I always sat down and played it, and it was kind of a source of relaxation for me. Hmm. Well, I'd do gigs every once in a while with, I'd even get together with Stony Creek every once in a while. Then when I met Greg, you know, they were looking for a mandolin player, and I'm sitting there going, you know, maybe I want to go back and try.
So you are a professor now?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
And so has your course load lightened up a little bit, or something happened, or you have some kids who've moved out of your house or something?
Well, theoretically, things are supposed to get easier, but they don't, you know, it seems like, but you just learn to manage better, I think. But I just felt like I wanted to devote some time, but we control it. You know, we play one night a week, and we're pretty religious about sticking to that schedule.
That was an understanding from the start that you'd like to play, but only occasionally.
First and foremost, let's have fun at what we're doing.
Yeah.
Oh, listen to me, sinner, don't you wanna go? For someday he's coming back again, you know. Make that wrong or right, or you'll be lost in sin. Get in line, brother, he will take you in.
Oh, get in line, brother, if you wanna go home. Get on your knees and righten that wrong. Soon you'll be singing that old time song.
Get in line, brother,
if you want to go home.
Satan, I have righted that wrong. Got a one-way ticket and I'm going home. I've got no worries as I sing this song. Get in line, brother, if you wanna go home.
Oh, get in line, brother, if you wanna go home. Get on your knees and righten that wrong. Soon you'll be singing that old time song.
Get in line, brother,
if you wanna go home.
If I could tell you, brother, just how I feel, then I'm sure you'd know the love of God is real. Then you'd be praying while I sing this song. Get in line, brother,
if you wanna go home. Oh, get in line, brother, if you wanna go home. Get on your knees and righten that wrong. Soon you'll be singing that old time song.
Get in line, brother,
if you wanna go home. Oh, get in line, brother, if you wanna go home. Get on your knees and righten that wrong. Soon you'll be singing that old time song.
Get in line, brother,
if you wanna go home.
Thank you.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with 27 South, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with 27 South after this break. This is Red Barn Radio. Welcome back. Tonight, we're with 27 South, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
It's been 10 long years since I left my home in the holler where I was born, where the cool fall nights make the wood smoke rise and the fox hunter blows his horn. I fell in love with a girl from the town. I thought that she would be true. I ran away to Charlottesville and worked in a sawmill too.
What have they done to the old home place? Why did they tear it down? And why did I leave the plow in the field and look for a job in the town?
Somebody else, the taverns took all my pay, and here I stand where the old home stood before they took it away. Now the geese fly south and the cold wind moans as I stand here and hang my head. I lost my love, I lost my home, and now I wish that I were dead.
What have they done to the old home place? Why did they tear it down? And why did I leave the plow in the field and look for a job in the town? Thank you.
place. Why did they tear it down? And why did I leave the plow in the field and look for a job in the town? Yes, why did I leave the plow in the field and look for a job in the town?
We all have bluegrass roots, and it's kind of going back to the basics. I got into bluegrass kind of as an alternative. Grew up during Led Zeppelin and Stones, and grew up playing rock guitar, but always wanted to go back to grass.
This is Terry Caulfield talking, the guitar picker for the band. Terry Caulfield is playing a new old guitar, as Greg called it. Terry, tell us about that instrument.
Well, there's a limited issue back in 1999 and 2000 of like 80 of these guitars. Just so happened a guy a couple of doors down from Greg's business had it for sale. Greg turned me on to it, said, hey, this guy's got this guitar, you gotta check it out. So I went over there and it's like unplayed condition. And it's 16 years old and it barely has pick marks on it, you know, where it's been played. I thought, well, you know, there's got to be something wrong with it. But I took the gamble, I took it home, I put a brand new set of strings on it, and this baby has come to life. It's an HP D41.
E41. Okay, now what instrument did that replace?
At the time, I was playing a Taylor 810, which is a pretty good guitar.
Mm-hmm.
I'll probably keep it around for like a camping guitar. I wouldn't take this one out in the tent or anything, you know. I could take that one camping and wouldn't have to worry about it, you know.
Yeah, I got a few friends who every time I see them, they got a different instrument. Are you a guy to buy and sell instruments?
Not at all.
No, you hold on to it. When you get something, you play it and then you keep it?
Yeah, pretty much.
As you read this letter that I write to you, sweetheart, I hope you'll understand that you're the only love I knew. Please forgive me if you can.
Sweetheart, I beg you to come home tonight. I'm so blue and all alone. I promise that I'll treat you right. Love, oh love, please come home.
Slowly creeping around, and the fire's burning low. The snow has covered up the ground, and your baby's hungry, sick and cold.
Sweetheart, I beg you to come home tonight. I'm so blue and all alone. I promise that I'll treat you right. Love, oh love, please come home.
As you read this letter that I write to you, sweetheart, I hope you'll understand that you're the only love I knew. Please forgive me if you can.
Sweetheart, I beg you to come home tonight. I'm so blue and all alone. I promise that I'll treat you right. Love, oh love, please come home. Love, oh love, please come home.
Thank you. Thank you. mom who was especially supportive?
She took me around to a lot of music shows when I was growing up.
Just you?
Just me. I don't know why she picked me, but she would take me to the Grand Ole Opry to see, you know, the greats, the Dolly Parton and Porter Wagoner show and Speck Rhodes and all those guys. And we were living in Western Kentucky at the time when I was born out there. And what was even more fun to me was the after shows. You get tagged along to go into Ernest Tubbs' record shop after the show and get his autograph. And I just can bless my mom for taking me to these shows.
I love the way you play, and your new instrument sounds fantastic.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, Terry.
At my door, the leaves are falling. A cold wind will come, and sweethearts walk by together, and I go out to a party to look for a little fun, but I find a darkened corner, 'cause I still miss some. And I never got over those blue eyes. I see them everywhere. I miss those arms that held me when all
Donna, you and your husband are a package deal here?
Yeah, I guess you could say that.
With his
I was born here in Lexington. I haven't lived here all my life. I've lived around different counties. Been playing since I was about 10, and singing since I was about 3.
Mom and dad play, sing?
Mom, dad, sisters, brothers. My dad likes that high lonesome sound. That's what we call it, the bluegrass. And he always tried to sway me to do some of that when I was younger. But I'm like Terry, I wasn't a big fan of it back then, you know. But I didn't really get turned on to bluegrass until about the mid to late 90s when Alison Krauss came on the scene. Then Dolly even did an album called The Grass is Blue. Some of you might be familiar with that one. And that's when I started realizing, well, hey, maybe I can do some of this. But most of my singing and playing has been linked to gospel and country music up until 1998 was when 27 South originally formed, and I started doing it down at the Big South Fork Scenic Railway, which is where it all started for us.
With a 9-pound hammer, it's a little too heavy. Honey for my size, honey for my size. Well, old buddy, don't you roll so slow. How can I row when my wheels won't go? It's a long way to Harlan and a long way to Hazard, just to get a little brew, just to get a little brew. Well, we're long, buddy, don't you row so slow. How can I row when my wheels won't go? I'm going on the mountain just to see my baby, and I ain't coming back, Lord, I ain't coming back. Well, we're long, buddy, don't you row so slow. How can I row when wheels won't go? There ain't no hammer down in this tunnel that'll ring like mine, that'll ring like mine. We're a lot, buddy, don't you roll so slow. How can I roll when my wheels won't go, Donna? A 9-pound hammer, it killed John Henry, but it won't kill me, Lord, it won't kill me. Where will I, buddy, don't you roll so slow. How can I roll when the wheels won't go? With a 9-pound hammer, it's a little too heavy. Honey for my size, honey for my size. Well, we're long, buddy, don't you roll so slow. How can I roll when the wheels won't go? How can I roll when the wheels won't go?
Thank you.
Could you introduce your sweet bass-playing husband back there?
I sure will. This is my sweet bass-playing husband, David Benton Frost.
Give it up for David Frost. Hey, David, how did you end up coming to the bass?
I guess junior high school, I was in the junior high band. I was in band from the fourth grade.
Like marching bands?
Yeah, I played trumpet. Band director by the name of Don Trevette swayed me to take up the tuba. So I played the tuba from 7th grade all the way through 12th grade, and we were national grand champions in 1976. And we took the jazz band and the marching field competition. We took all four categories. My hat's off to the man. The man put me where I am today with one saying. He said, in order to be a successful musician and successful in life, you have the RMA. And we walked into the band room one day, and we seen on the blackboard this RMA. And everybody's going like, what does that mean?
Just what I'm doing right now.
Yeah. And it stands for right mental attitude. Oh. You got to have the right mental attitude to be a teamwork, you know, and stay as a team, listen to each other, pay attention to each other, and make the right music. And it happened for a 250-piece high school band, and it can happen for any kind of musician, you know, any positions. I continued on with the tuba for a couple of years. I played the Lexington Philharmonic and as in a principal tuba. Played electric bass, playing rock and roll. It's kind of like Terry did. Terry and I and Donna all went to the same high school.
Two highways lay before me. Which one will I choose? Which road will take me home? In the morning, would I awake to find down the wrong road I have gone? Would I hear that melody that I've searched for oh so long? Only time will tell if I have made a loser's choice.
Hey, I would like to thank our guest, 27 South, for being with us tonight on Red Barn Radio. We also thank those of you listening to our webcast and those listening to us on the Red Barn network of stations, and of course, the members of our studio audience. We thank all of you for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio, which strives to present, promote, and preserve the rich musical tradition of this Kentucky region and the South. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. Highway 27 hasn't gone anywhere. They're still up here on stage, so I'm hoping we'll get another tune out of them. You guys like to hear one more tune before we leave? All right, welcome back, Highway 27.
Well, I was born down in the Southland.
Sounds like a Martin.
We've been Martinized.
Okay. It's Martin.
Now we're going to turn the banjo loose. 20-some-odd years ago,
I ran away for the first time. When I was only 4 years old, I'm a free-born man. Lord, my home is on my back. I know every inch of highway, every foot of back road, every mile railroad track. Got a gal in Cincinnati, a little woman in San Antonio. Always loved the guy next door, but any place is home, I'm a free-born man. Lord, my home is on my back. I know every inch of highway, every foot of back road, every mile railroad track.
Ken Record.
Well, I bought me a Martin guitar. I carried an old tote sack. Well, I hopped it about 200 times, but I always got it back. I'm a free-born man. Lord, my home is on my back. I know every inch of highway, every foot back road, every mile railroad track. Like my appearance, may not like my song, may not like the way I look, but you like it when I'm gone. I'm a free-born man. Lord, my home is on my back. I know every inch of highway, every foot back road, every mile railroad track. Take a break. Some odd years ago, ran away for the first time when I was only 4 years old. I'm a free-born man. Lord, my home is on my back. I know every inch of highway, every foot of back road, every mile railroad track. I know every inch of highway, every foot of back road, every mile railroad track.
2, 3, 4.
Thank you.
Thank you all. We appreciate you. Thank you.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank David, Donna, Greg, Ken, and Terry, 27 South, for being with us tonight. Campus Computer Repair Service is Red Barn Radio's computer maintenance source, offering personal and professional repair for home and small business PC, Mac, and iPad users. Their initial consultation and analysis is always free. For more information, they're on the web at campuscomputerrepair.net. Trails End Life is Red Barn Radio's video producer. Trails End is on the web at trailsendlife.com. Red Barn Radio is produced and directed by Ed Commons. Our associate producer is Brad Becker, who also hosts our program. We thank our volunteers, especially Glenn and Linda Dawson. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find dates and times and more information at redbarnradio.com. And you can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. The Red Barn Radio playout theme was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here on this station next week at the same time with the music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio has been brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. showcasing the premier places to experience in Central Kentucky. Visit Lex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.